I think it really is a concern. We have heard that there was an incident within the last couple of weeks here in Madison, and one about 3 months ago in the Milwaukee area that involved a visually impaired person being struck by what we're calling a quiet car, something that they just didn't hear coming. Traffic and crossing streets is a lot more than just lights. One of the things that a visually impaired traveler is trained to do, or should be trained to do, is to stop at a corner and assess the traffic flow to determine what kind of control exists at the intersection. So, for example, I should be able to tell you, after listening to the traffic patterns around me, whether I'm dealing with a stop sign, a four-way stop, a traffic light with a turn arrow, all of these different things. And that relies on hearing the vehicles as they approach, as they stop, as they take off from the intersection. Those are all cues that tell me what kind of a street crossing I'm dealing with. So a car that I didn't hear at all could cause a great deal of confusion or even cause me to make a mistake when crossing. Two of the big national consumer-based organizations, the American Council of the Blind and the National Federation of the Blind, are both addressing this problem. There's some research going on trying to figure out some kind of perhaps handheld receiver system that could be triggered based on the impulse received from a transmitter mounted in one of these quiet cars. That's probably the most, advantageous or potentially effective lines of research that's going on. There have been other suggestions, but that's the one that appeals to most of the visually impaired people that we've talked to. Bikes certainly are a problem, basically because they move rapidly and quietly, and of course they don't always stay on the streets. I can remember a time when I was at college where I was hit by someone riding a bike on the sidewalk. They just weren't paying attention and veered right into me. So bikes are a problem, but of course usually they're not going as fast, and also chances are that if they hit you, they're going to sustain some pretty significant injuries as well. So they're going to be a lot more conscious of people around them, pedestrians, people with white canes. It sounds trivial, but it's really not. And it's there's a lot more people, a lot more cars, a lot more activity on the streets. And anything that we could do to make them safer would be a good idea.